They're nasty, blood-sucking critters who can make your life a living hell. And no, I'm not talking about the IRS. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're discussing bedbugs. Ever since there have been beds, there have been bedbugs. And now two leading researchers at the University of Kentucky have published an article that builds on an old-world remedy, applying it to the modern age. I had a chance recently to talk with Dr. Kenneth Hayes of the College of Agriculture at UK about a groundbreaking article in the prevention of bedbugs.
It's about an old folk remedy for bedbugs that relied on bean leaves with their hooked trichomes. These are tiny little plant hairs that we found impale the bedbug's legs. And the fascinating part about it is once they're caught, they stay caught until they die.
I asked Dr. Hayes if this was analogous to Velcro, and he took an opportunity to take me to school.
The better analogy is to a fish hook, not a barbed hook, but a fish hook that will impale the leg. And once that bedbug is struggling with one of the legs caught, then the other legs become more prone to be caught subsequently. And once the bedbug has multiple legs entangled with these fish hooks, it's got nowhere to go and can't move from that spot.
Dr. Michael Potter of the UK College of Agriculture is recognized as one of the foremost authorities on all things bedbugs, and he describes the history of the folk remedy and how they've gotten to this point.
We know it goes back at least to the 1600s from Eastern Europe and perhaps other areas of the world where people would place these leaves under their beds at night, and the bed bugs would then crawl onto the surface of the leaves and get trapped, and then they would pick up the leaves and throw them out, burn them, whatever, the following morning. There was a paper written in the 1940s that talked about the mechanism in a general sense that these hooked hairs were involved in this capture. Of course, we're not going to be thinking about using actual bean leaves today. They didn't have microfabrication engineers back in the 1600s, but today, of course, the hope is that we might be able to synthetically duplicate a similar entrapping mechanism.
Think about this. A researcher, generations ago, in a library, writes a paper that 70 years later is come upon by University of Kentucky researchers who then use it in the real world against the scourge of bedbugs. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical information to the community. You can hear some of his past interviews at wuky.org.